This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrettson Building Supply. Holiday season is here. A lot of shopping going on. How to do that more safely. Maybe some tips to help you out. Sergeant Daniel Allen of Roseburg Police, thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So, obviously, this time of year, things ramp up a bit. A lot of people are out, and nothing worse than going out and finding a special gift for somebody, and then something goes sideways on you.
That's correct. This time of the year, that definitely ramps up, and we have a lot of theft issues, car break-ins, and packages stolen off of porches during the holiday season.
So, what are some things maybe that people should remember?
Yeah, just a couple things, kind of basic things everybody knows about. If you purchase an item, you don't want to leave that visible inside your vehicle. Go ahead and try and get that in your trunk or cover it up. When you're shopping during the evening hours, you're going to want to park in a well-lit area that's well-traveled. When possible, we're going to want to avoid shopping alone, carry a minimal amount of cash. Be aware of strangers approaching you for any reason during this time of the year. People use various methods of distraction to try and, you know, maybe grab something out of your cart, grab your wallet, grab your purse. Be aware of your surroundings. If you notice anything suspicious, notify the police, security, appropriate personnel. Don't leave your purse or wallet unattended for any amount of time. And be extra cautious when using ATMs. Try and use one in a highly populated area, something that's well lit, maybe inside of a business, that type of thing.
You know, it's interesting because people hear that list and they think, but this is not a big city. This is Douglas County.
That's correct, unfortunately. Crime happens everywhere, and so we see it here. Not often, but we do see it, and so if we can just help get the word out to protect everybody, that'd be great.
And one of the things that I think people forget a lot is that aspect of leaving things out in their car. A lot of people these days have SUVs that have got plenty of room for all your stuff. And depending on the model and all of that, a lot of them don't necessarily automatically cover up your stuff. So you actually have to take some extra steps there to make sure, you know, if you're going out doing a bunch of shopping, that things are covered up so somebody doesn't start peering through and wondering exactly what might be in there.
That's correct. And sometimes it's just as simple as locking your car doors as well to keep them from entering your vehicle.
And that is like the number one thing that happens periodically where I know law enforcement, you guys talk about this till you're blue in the face. Something happens, somebody calls and makes a report, and you say, was your vehicle locked? And they say,
it was not.
Yeah, and then you just feel like, oh my gosh, did I really forget to do that?
Yeah, we've all been there. I've done the same and had items stolen from my vehicle, so we're all guilty of it.
Yeah. Do you see a ramp up in some of this type of crime during the holidays? I mean, are people out there actively going, okay, all these folks at these stores, whether it's downtown or around town or wherever in the county, are people, you know, really mindful of that from the criminal element?
You know, I don't think we're specifically being targeted right now. I just think it's an opportunity. People are out more this time of the year purchasing gifts for others. They're ordering more items online, getting them shipped to their house. And so it's easy to go through a neighborhood and see a big Amazon package sitting there. And if nobody's around, they can run up there and grab it and leave pretty quickly. So I think it's just more the volume of the gifts this time of the year than anything.
And for people that are doing online purchases and, you know, you're at work all day, maybe you're not paying attention to the tracking. And even if you do know when it's supposed to show up, you've got to work, so you can't go home anyway. And I know I've seen reports from some of the different neighborhood Facebook sites around the area of people actively in vehicles just sort of going down the road. I mean, at different times and going, okay, there's a box. And maybe later half of it is stuff they don't want anyway, but they've still taken it from you.
Yeah, we've actually had quite a bit of that going on as of late. Typically, I think it's around catalytic converter thefts right now. However, people still driving through the neighborhood that aren't supposed to be there, but the citizens are doing a good job of being aware of vehicles that aren't there, and they're calling in and reporting it. So even if you're friendly with a neighbor and you get a neighbor to grab a package off your porch for you to get that protected, that would be another option for you.
And for people who haven't done it yet, and a lot of people have, I know this helps law enforcement sometimes with a lot of situations, actually having some kind of surveillance camera on your porch, your garage, whatever.
Yeah, Ring cameras have been great for us and any other system that are out there. They can usually get out far enough out in the street where we can get license plates, description of the individuals that are walking around. And so they've been pretty helpful in helping us solve a lot of crime. So,
and as well for the shopping aspect, we've all done it where you misplace a credit card, and maybe ultimately you find it somewhere else, but sometimes you've set it down somewhere. What about notifying the right folks before a bunch of damage is done to your account?
Yeah, you're going to want to notify either your bank or the credit card issuer immediately, get that shut down. They do a pretty good job of getting another one sent out usually the next day for you, so you can continue shopping. But you want to get that shut down as fast as you can so no charges or fraudulent charges are on that card.
You mentioned the ATMs, and I know for some folks that could be an issue, especially if your personal schedule isn't necessarily 8 to 5 and you realize that on your way to work or whatever, you want to get some money, you need to make a deposit, but still being cautious because you're really kind of vulnerable at that point.
Yeah, we don't get a ton of, you know, people being, confronted while they're at their ATMs, but this time of the year it's just best if you can do it indoors, or you can do it where it's well lit, or you can stay in your vehicle if there's a drive-up ATM. That's just going to be safer.
All right, Sergeant Daniel Allen of Roseburg Police, anything else to add?
That's all I have.
All right, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:37 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.